In comedy and in the gospel, misunderstandings often happen. There were two business women in Wall Street who on Monday got together and one said to the other, "This weekend, I got a set of golf clubs for my husband." And the other one said, "Knowing your husband, that was a good trade." Today's gospel can be misunderstood. Is it about money? Is it about wealth? No. The gospel, as always, is about us. Inanimate objects, possessions, they are amoral. They are neither good nor bad. Today's gospel is what one saint said when God appeared to him in a dream, and of course this is a legend, and said, "What do you want? You're such a good man. What can I give you? What would you desire?" And the saint replied, "Lord, I want you." Because today's gospel is about God and us, because God is our soulmate. He is made for us. We were made for him. St. Augustine, in his famous book, The Confessions, he wrote it because he was tired of people telling little lies about him and spreading rumors. So he bared his soul and said, "These are all the bad things that I've done." And he called it The Confessions. And in one of the chapters, he said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and restless is our soul until it rests in you." Because God is our soulmate, all our relations depend on that primary relationship. If we love God and serve him, he will serve us. His love is unconditional, but our response is always conditional. Because in order to love God, you have to give up sin. You have to give up those dysfunctional choices of hatred, of holding on to old injuries, of being satisfied with being mediocre. It's not about money today. It's about you and me and our relationship with our God. There was an old song by Simon and Garfunkel, and it had a line in there that said, "I am a rock, I am an island, because a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries." In relationships where we have been hurt, or sometimes we have misunderstood God himself, we tend to lock up, build walls, close ourselves off from everyone, because we want to be safe. We want to be safe so much that we give up on our own humanity. How often in the Divine Liturgy we say, "Let us offer up ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our Lord." The sacrifice of the Mass, the Divine Liturgy, is nothing else than Christ giving himself to us and asking us to give ourselves to him. And there are obstacles. I have possessions that possess me. I have hatreds that possess me. I have unforgiven and unresolved relationships that circle my life like a constellation. And I don't want to give them up because I am afraid of freedom. I am better like a rock and an island, safe and secure, siphoning off my opportunities to be related to others and to God. So that young man in today's gospel, who went away sad and discouraged, wasn't about money, wasn't about possessions. It was about his own freedom and his love of Christ that he was unwilling to make that step and to say, I will risk everything because life is about our relationship with God and with each other. When Jesus was asked, what's the whole Bible about? Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else is just explanation. And today's gospel explains how Jesus says to the young man, I want you. And the young man looked at all the things that he owned, and he couldn't tear himself away from that to follow him. So in your life, look at the people in your life and ask yourself the question, what is holding you back from sharing your life with others? Is it fear? Is it mistrust? Is it because you want to spend your life at your job to get more stuff? Ask yourself the question, where do I need courage? And where do I need freedom from the things that I own in order to give myself to my God and to my neighbor? Slava Isusu Christu.